The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah that mentioned that there's a halacha of ein mamidim, that you cannot be misyachid isha imoem, a Yiddish woman is not allowed to be misyachid with a ein Yehudi, and the Gemara is clear that this is not just the chashash that applies to a regular situation of a Yisrael, which is the chashash of pitoy, that the woman would act together with him consensually. Rather, this is a question of a chashash that the goy would be ma'anis, the Yehudi, and force her to do something against her will. Now the question is, does this halacha apply bizman hazeh? Nowadays we know that, Baruch Hashem, we live in a country that takes allegations of being of oinus very seriously, and they are careful to prosecute people who are accused of being ma'anis a woman. So the question is, would we have to be concerned about the chashash oinus bizman hazeh? And this would apply to various situations. There are various chumras that apply to the situation of yichud with any Yehudi, according to the Gemara, that do not apply to yichud with the Yisrael. Like the Gemara is going to mention later, there's a question of ishtay misham rasa. If the wife of the any Yehudi is together with him, would that relieve us of the chashash of yichud? Another question is, if there are a number of Einim Yehudim in the room, would that relieve us of the chashash of yichud? Another question is, Would Baila Be'ir help? There are a number of situations where by Yisrael it is more kal, and we don't have to do chashash for Yichud because the chashash is only pitoy. However, by any Yehudi, the chashash is more severe, and it's a chashash of that the any Yehudi will be ma'anaser, and we have to do chashash even in these kind of situations. So later in the Gemara, we'll see there's a machloikis between Rashi and Taisvis, that Rashi holds that Isha, that's chashuva, that she's kreivel malchus, there's still a chashash of oinus. However, according to Taisvis and the Rosh, Taisvis holds that there's no chashash by isha chashuva of oinus. So the question is, nowadays, would we apply this concept of isha chashuva to all the women nowadays and say that since the women nowadays are able to file a charge against the person who's ma'anis them, we would not have to yichayshish for the chashash of oinus nowadays. So there's a number of tshuvas in the Achreinim that talk about this question. There's a tshuva in the Chavos Yoar, where he has a debate with somebody called Hagram Shteren, and the Hagram Shteren wanted to say that nowadays there's no din of Yichud, because you see in the Gemara, you see in the Paiskim, in the Ran and the Magen Mishnah, that as far as the Isser being Mamed, Behemois, together with the Goy, we are not chayishish nowadays because mishum the goyim is manenu loy chashidia al aravia and the rabba makim vo'inshim al zeh. Since the enemy yehudim nowadays are not chashur on ravia, and the rabba they are makim vo'inshim al zeh, they punish people who are over this idea of ravia. In Cain, who adim and nidon, the goyim is manenu loy chashidia as nus Yisraelis. And he's talking in the times that he lived in when the goyim were absolutely forbidden from having any relationship with Yiddish women. So over there, also there will be no chashash at all that there will be something wrong would happen over here. So Mamela, there's no problem of yichud, and he's trying to miyashiv the minig that they had in his time, that the Yiddish girls would not be concerned about going to a goyish place of business and doing business over there, despite the fact that they were being misyachid with the goyim. So he says that he mentioned this to a lot of loimdim, and they were all maskim to him. But he says, nevertheless, he used to try to stop this practice. He tried to stop the Yiddish girls from being misyachet with the goyim. The Chavos Yoar takes strong issue with what he's saying, and his comparison to halacha of animals. Like we mentioned, the Gram Shteren brought a raya from the fact that the Rishonim were matir, being mamid behemois, to allowing their animals to be together with the Einam Yehudim, because of the fact that the goyim in their days were not choshed on revia. So the Chavos Yoar himself takes strong issue with that comparison, and he says that has no connection at all to the question of yichud of a isha. Why? D'loidami. D'hatsam ein tama Israel mishum lifnei iver. Over there, the only question that we have to be concerned about is lifnei iver. Umishum pundukai is ein Israel maisa nisav dvar seser, d'shrichi rabim. L'chein yeshachalak v'loimer d'loyosrol dafka b'yimeyem shloyo yoinshim v'nasa lahem keheter. Since in those days, since the whole, obviously the stables where the animals were kept was a place where many people would be able to walk in. So the only reason that Chazal were Cheshver is because in the times of Chazal, the Einam Yehudim did not consider this to be anything wrong. There was nothing wrong with having relationship with the behemoths, and therefore they would not be embarrassed of all the people that would be there. But when we're discussing the question of Yichud, where you have two people in a private place, and the only thing that would cause us to be matter this would be the fact that the woman can press charges later. That's something that we don't see in the Ran and the Magen Mishnah that would help us at all. The only time that they were matter was in a situation where there was a rabbim or shchiach over there. Many people would walk into the stables, and if most Einam Yehudim would find it embarrassing to be doing this act, then we don't have to be concerned that the person would perpetrate this act. However, in the case of a woman who's going into a house privately with a guy, over there, we don't see that it would help us, the fact that the woman would be able to, in the future, press charges against the Eina Yehudi. And he says, he adds another svar, he says that, and we find that any time that the Chazal were guys or something, you have to have, even though the tam is bottle, even though the reason for the gzera is bottle, nevertheless, the isra stands. So as far as this isra of emiyachtim, the Mishnah says that a woman is not allowed to be misyachid with a guy, and we see in the Gemara that the reason for that isra was because of the chashasha of oinus. So just because nowadays it happens to be that there's perhaps more of a criminal offense being associated with being ma'anis a woman, that might not help to tell us that the gzeir of Chazal would be batal. That's the Chavas Yair's position. However, the Beis Moshe writes a tshuva that he holds that this last tain of the Chavas Yair is not really so relevant, because actually, the Chavas Yair himself also is a miyash of the minig that they had in those days. He says that the reason why they're mekel is because it's so hard to have a parnasa, and therefore it was a gzeir shein aroivat tzibri chayim lamed ba, even though he says, as far as the chashash of yichud that our Mishnah mentions, the concept of gzeir shein aroivat tzibri chayim lamed ba would not apply, because it's nichal in the Yud Ches Davar. It's one of the 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel enacted that were more strict than other takonis drabanon, that ain't a reivat tzibri chayim lamed ba might not help, unless there's another bezdin is mevatlet, that's gadol b'chacham v'minyan. So all in all, he comes out that even though it's probably not mutter, nevertheless, the Gdolim were not moicha. They didn't stop the Yidden from doing it because it was gzeirish ein reivat tzibri chayim lamed ba. However, the Beis Moshe says that since this last argument of the Chavis Yor, that even though the tam is batal, even though the reasoning behind the takonas hachacham is no longer present, nevertheless, we still have to keep the takonas hachamim, that would not necessarily apply in this situation. Since, as we mentioned, it's machlekes rishonim, how to understand the Gemara later on, whether or not the Gemara says that there was an exception to the minig in the case of Isha Chashuva, a woman who would be able to press charges, or kreivel amalchus. So therefore, according to Rishonim, we hold that Isha Chashuva would automatically be exempt, even in the time of Chazal. So we can say that nowadays, since the situation is that any woman can press charges, that would expand the category of Isha Chashuva to include everybody. And if so, we're not introducing a whole new change to the Takana Zachamim. This change was baked in the cake. At the time of the Takana, there was an exemption for Isha Chashuva, and since every woman nowadays, because of their ability to press charges, would automatically be included in the category of Isha Chashuva, Memela says the base Moshe that this argument of the Chavis Yair, that Ava Pisha Batla Tam Batla Minig, would not necessarily apply. However, the Chaznish has a suffix about this. He discusses whether or not this reasoning is a valid line of reasoning. Why? Because he says While it's true that the Gemara says, according to some Rishonim, that there's an exemption of Isha Chashuva, a woman who's Kreivel Malchus, who's close to the government officials, and she's able to make a case against this person and get him punished for what he did, nevertheless, that would only apply to a case where the woman can press charges in private. If she can press anonymous charges, come over to the government official with whom she has influence, and mention to him privately that this individual acted in ways which were not appropriate, and the government official would then go ahead and press charges against this individual without the woman ever having to expose herself publicly, in such a situation, that's where we see that the Rishonim accepted this argument that's Pshat the Gemara, that in that case we're not chayshish for the chashash of oinus. However, in a case like nowadays, when a woman cannot present her charges necessarily in private, she has to go ahead and expose herself in a court case against the person who's ma'anis her, we wouldn't necessarily say that the perpetrator will be afraid to do the Avera because of the fear of retribution from the government. Because since he knows that the woman will be embarrassed of what transpired, she would try to hide it as well as she could. He's not afraid that she's going to spill the beans and get him into trouble because of the fact that she has to make a public to-do about this Avera that took place. The Ezer Mikodesh, the Bechacher, he takes a little bit of a middle path over here, and he says that while it's true that it's unlikely that we could say with certainty that there's no chashash of oinus nowadays, but he says that might at least ameliorate the situation and render the goyim to be considered people who are not parots. The Gemara says later that with Einam Yehudim, you have to even be concerned about Yichud when there are numerous individuals in the room, because they're all prutzim, because they're all chashud on acting inappropriately. However, argues the Ezer Mikodesh, since the government would punish people for being ma'anis nowadays, so it's possible that in such a situation where there's a number of Einam Yehudim in the room, we would be able to makel because at least they would not be considered in our eyes to be prutzim because of their fear of punishment, of retribution for the act that they're committing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.